Parshas Mishpatim is a phenomenal parsha. In fact, that if you look in the Chinuch, which we've been learning in the last, the Chinuch splits up this parsha into two parshas, and it seems that the minhag seemed to be that they half did 1 week, half did another week. There's a parsha called Parshas Mishpatim, and Parshas in Kesef Talveh. It's a phenomenal thing. Not because it's one of the longest parshas. For the longest Rashi's, right? Because there's so many mitzvahs in here. There's so many mitzvahs, there's so many essen and so many lavin. Masechta is written on Pesukim in this week's parasha. And it's to learn through this be'iyun, and to learn through this what each posuk is telling us could take a lifetime. Let's just take one posuk of this week's parasha, and let's learn through a few limudim that are most practical and also on a conceptual level. Musa and Alpi Halacha and Alpi Soid on this week's parasha. In Perichov Beis, by the end of the parasha, in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Ki Yignoiv Ish Shoyr Oseh. If a person steals a Shoyr Oseh, a person steals a oxen, or a seh, or sheep, Utvachoi Machoroi, and he were to shecht it, he were to slaughter it, or Machoroi to sell it, Chamisha Boko Yishalin Tachas HaShoyr. There's a din that he has to pay 5 times the amount for the shoy that he slaughtered or he sold, and 4 in place of the seh that he sold. Now, Chof Aleph Lamed Zayin. So Rashi explains ready from the Gemara, why is it that they have different dinim? Why is it that one pays 5 times the amount and one pays 4 times the amount? So the Gemara explains as follows, and Rashi brings the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chos hamokoyim al kvoidom shel briyos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is worried. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it bothers him, as it were, the kvoid of individuals. Shoy shoholich baraglof. A shoy that goes on his own 4 feet, he don't pick it up. Vaynispazu boy haganav, and the ganav doesn't get embarrassed by schlepping him. Lenoisa al kasefa, to carry him on his shoulders. Mishanu chamisha, pays 5 times the amount. Which means if there's no embarrassment, the normal amount is 5 times the amount. Se, a sheep. They have to carry on your shoulders. Mishalim arba. He only has to pay 4 times the amount. In other words, the initial amount, were there not to be embarrassment, would be 5 times the amount. Because there's embarrassment, is 4 times the amount. Hoyl ben nisbazaboy. Because he was embarrassed through this. Which is a phenomenal concept. Let's understand this carefully. This is the only din in the whole Torah that you have 4 or 5 times the amount. Nowhere else besides stealing a shoyr or a seh. Oxen or sheep is to pay these amounts. Nowhere else. Tachas, Rashi brings down from the Gemara, that only for these things. Why are Shoyer and Aser, those particular things, not a chicken and not a horse, not anything like that, you don't pay Dalad Vehe. Why not? And if you are paying those amounts, why is it, asks Rashi from the Gemara, why is it that a Shoyer and Aser have different amounts? Why by a Shoyer do you pay more than a Aser? Answers the Gemara, because the burglar alarm went off when you're stealing the say. It's embarrassing, he's got a carrot on his shoulder, and it's not pleasant for him, and it's embarrassing, and therefore you pay less. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about a ganav. A thief. He went along, took someone else's property, the man's really entitled to 5, were there not to be embarrassment, he'll get 5 times the amount, because he gets embarrassed, we charge him 1 less. What's going on over here? Because of his embarrassment, we charge him 1 less. What's going on? How does this work? You know, is he really embarrassed? Is a ganav really embarrassed? Is he really upset when he's taking the seh on his shoulders? Is he really upset? He's not upset, he's delighted. He managed to get another successful raid. He managed to bring a seh back home with him as it has something to sell. Is he really embarrassed? Is it pain? You ask him, are you sad? No, I'm not sad, I'm delighted. I managed to do what I'm doing. So what's going on over here? What's going on in this possible? What's the idea behind this? So before we start, there's a fantastic vault from Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. A genius vote, absolutely, like all his different Torah are, but this is absolutely outstanding. He says that there's a very, very interesting difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav is a thief. A gazlan is a robber. What's the difference? A gazlan is somebody who takes it directly from the hands or from the property in front of the victim. That's a gazlan. A ganav is a burglar. He comes in at night and he steals it without anyone seeing it. And we'll see later on, it's really, a ganav is treated worse than a gazlan is treated. But the question is, by a gazlan, there are these different knasot. There's different fines they get. A gazan, if he steals something, he doesn't admit to it, he's got to pay double. By, in this case, by a shoyer nesei, he's got to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. That is by a gazlan. A ganav doesn't get these, that's by a ganav. A gazlan doesn't get these things. A gazlan has an obligation to return it, or to return money. But he has no knasot, he doesn't get double, he doesn't pay double the hay. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? So he says like this, Shem Shafal here says like this, that when a person steals from an individual, directly from him, then there is a relationship of abuse between the gazlan and the victim. You steal from the nigzal, from the one who was stolen from, then you have disregarded the respect that you're supposed to be giving this nigzal and have taken something of his property away without his permission. That is between you and him. That's between the gazlan and the nigzal. And that's why there's an obligation to replace it, to give back what you took from him in order to put the situation back to what it was. When a person steals, when a person is a thief, when a person's a ganav, you're not taking it from the person, the owner himself. The owner has left it in a place where he believed was safe. Where society have told him that people will not take it from there. If you leave it there, it's not going to be taken. For a person to go and take it from that place where people, society have suggested and society have made it clear that it's responsible to leave it there, for you to go against that, you're going against two parties. You're going against a party, the person that it got stolen from, and you are abusing the society that have placed trust in you. You yourself are using society to protect your assets. You don't want your thing stolen. Society are telling me, you leave this in your house, nothing will happen. For you to go along and take that, you are telling society that I have no respect for you either. And therefore, when it comes to Geneva, you have two parties that you've upset. You've upset the owner, and you've upset society that ultimately have put trust in you, and you've abused that trust. That's why you have to pay twice. Once to the owner, and you have to pay another one, also again, because you've actually done something terrible to society that put trust in you.
Gazlanus is also against society.
Gazlan is only against the victim. A gazlan is between you and the victim. A ganav is, if a person is, you told just leave the thing there, it will be safe. And you go along and sneak in and take it from there, you have done something which is actually an abuse to society as well. Okay? With a sheep and with the cows, with oxen, yeah, those are things that are left out in the open. They're left to graze. In other words, society have told us that we're giving people, human nature, the greatest trust. You leave your sheep outside, it won't get taken. They graze. You don't keep your sheep inside your dining room. You don't lock up in a safe. We leave it because we trust that nothing will happen to them. For you to go along and to steal a sheep is basically telling society, I have totally disregard the respect that you've given me, and I'm going to steal the sheep. A sheep, though, is taken in at night. Take it into the pen. So for a sheep, you got to pay 4 times the amount. A cow is left to graze a whole night. And therefore, a cow, you give it even more trust. And therefore, the more you abuse society, the more you abuse the trust that society have ultimately given you, the more you deserve to be punished. And that's why by dafka with a sheep and a oxen which are left outside, and you're trusted not to take it, and you do take it, that's where you get dalad vehe. In other words, it comes out from this, that the element that it actually requires you to pay up the more than you've actually stolen is based on a ben odom lechaveroi. It's based on you and the victim and you and society. That is what ultimately is bringing you that punishment. Correct? Now that's where it comes out. Which means this avera and this dalad vehe and everything that's going on here is actually a ben odom lechaveroi. However, it's not quite the case. The Gemara asks in Bava Kama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why is a difference between a ganav and a gazan? Why is a ganav, what's worse, a ganav or a gazan? Why is it that a ganav you got to pay kefil and dalad vehe, and a gazan you don't? So he says a ganav is worse. Why? Because a ganav, it's the other way, a gazlan has no fear. He has no fear. He doesn't fear people, he's willing to take it in front of you, and he doesn't fear Hashem. He's a fearless individual. A ganav, though, is somebody who has fear. He has natural fear, and he's afraid of society. So when he goes along and tries to steal something, he doesn't do it open, he tries and makes sure nobody sees him. In other words, he is afraid, he has midas hayira, he's afraid.
I think you switched it.
A ganav is afraid, doesn't want to be seen.
That's why he does it at night.
And that's why he does it at night or in a hidden way, right? But as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, who's looking down at him, he doesn't really care that much. And therefore, ultimately, he is giving more covered. He has more fear of mankind, of humankind, than he has of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And for that, he deserves to be punished. Comes out that a difference between a ganav and a gazlan, perhaps, is a difference between the crime was done against society, but it's a crime ben Adam lechaveroi, but the source of it is a difference between Adam and Mokoi. The source of it is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the source of making a ganav worse than a gazlan? The source of the crime is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are lacking Yiras Shemayim more than you are by a gazlan. In other words, it's very important to see what the Avera is and what the source of the Avera is. The source that makes a ganav worse is Yiras Shemayim. The effect is the fact that he is actually disregarding society more than a gazlan is. Now that's the idea behind this mitzvah is very important to know. This pasuk shows us, that there can be an effect of something and there can be a cause of something that basically is intertwined, but is totally connected. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman says a fantastic vort. Listen to this fantastic vort. In other words, a ganav is worse because he's supposed to have fear of man and have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Don't have a situation where you fear man and don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Talmidim came to him before he died. And he said, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Who were his Talmidim? They weren't riff-raff from the street. These people were Tanoim. G'day le'olam. People beyond our imagination. They came and said, Rebbe, give us a bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I give you a bracha that you should have fear of Shemayim as much as you have fear of man. So they said to Rebbe, Ad Kan, that's it. This is a halavai. Halavai. Why? Because people say, I'll do an aveira and I hope people don't see me. Now one second. He is telling his Talmidim to have fear of man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same. Correct? See, he is saying, I'm not expecting to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, but fear man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same. What are we expecting from the ganav? To fear man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same. So we're expecting the same standards of the Talmidim of Yochanan ben Zakkai as we are from a lowly ganav. That shows us that a person can be horrendous, a person can disregard society, a person can steal, can do terrible things, but there's a certain level of morality that is expected from him as much as it's expected from great people. And once you dip below that morality level, then you're going to get the punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So far we have the effect of Geneva and Gazela, we have the cause, which is the lack of Yerushalayim, and the expected levels that every person is supposed to have, all learned from this pasuk. I want to go further than that. Rabbi Yerucham says that this person who steals a shoyr gets 5, which means the level of how he should be punished is 5 times the amount. Why does the person who steals a sheep get less? Because there's an element of embarrassment there. He's got to carry it on his shoulders. If you get taken to court, somebody gets taken to court, he stole a car. And in one case, the car alarm went off. And it wasn't pleasant. It makes a lot of noise inside the car. And it hurts your ears, right? And another time, the car alarm didn't go off. Is a judge going to give him a lighter sentence because he went through the discomfort of having to hear the car alarm going off? Who else did you steal? This is the thing in the first place. Ridiculous. No, the car alarm went off. I had to put a motion through that you should give him a more lenient sentence because it was unpleasant for him. He had to steal the car in the rain. Wasn't pleasant. Wasn't nice. And this is a nice dry day. Give him a different sentence. This doesn't work that way. But with the Rabbeinu Shleilim it does. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachtov. The mishpatim of Kodesh Baruch Hu through tzodku. The tzodoka yachtov, which means mishpat, the way it's judgment, and tzodoka are totally connected. The way a Kodesh Baruch Hu judges somebody who enjoys doing a mitzvah and judges a person who doesn't enjoy doing a mitzvah is different. The fact that he went through this embarrassment, he's entitled because he went through this pain, he's entitled to get a more lenient, he gets a fifth off for that little bit of embarrassment. That is how a Kadosh Baruch Hu's judgment is. To a ganav, not to a tzaddik, to a ganav who's disregarded society. But that little bit of pain, he may not even notice how Kadosh Baruch Hu noticed. And for that, he deserves to get a leniency. That is how lenient the Kadosh Baruch Hu is when it comes to chait. Says of Yaakov Naiman, Rabbi Ruchem says this, says of Yaakov Naiman, Kal v'chomer, if a person gets judged differently from an avera that a person doesn't enjoy, to a avera he does enjoy, Kal v'chomer, how a person gets judged differently from a mitzvah he enjoys and a mitzvah he doesn't enjoy. If one does a mitzvah, a person thinks if you do a mitzvah you get more schar than if you do a mitzvah with simcha. If I enjoy doing a mitzvah, that's part of the thing. Why should I? No. Mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu. They weren't given to you. That wasn't why you should get the pleasure. If you enjoy doing a mitzvah, that is so much better than a person who mumbles and grumbles through a mitzvah. Has to suffer through hours of davening and Yom Kippur davening. That's not what the Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem doesn't want you to suffer. Tachas Hashem levadto es Hashem melekecha besimcha v'tuv leiva. Why does he get all the klolos? Why does he get all the teichacha? Because tachas Hashem levadto, he does not serve as Kodesh Baruch Hu besimcha. Asks the Bale Musa and the Rebbes, because of not doing the mitzvahs besimcha, he get all the terrible teichacha. Terrible teichacha holocaust, because he did not do the mitzvahs besimcha. So he says no. They say, tachas Hashem levadto es Hashem melekecha. You didn't tachas ashel loyevat Hashem lekechol. You didn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu besimcha. Which means you didn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and you did it besimcha. That's why you get punished. But they say it's intertwined. If a person does not do a mitzvah besimcha, then he'll end up going against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and doing averus besimcha. And that is a koyach. The koyach of avera is such that the difference between doing it besimcha with a geshmak or not makes all the difference to Rabbeinu Shleilam. There's one person went to his mashgiach, I forgot who it was, and he said to him, Nebuch, he went off to Derech, he went to a very good yeshiva, I forgot the details. I heard this one from the mashgiach himself, I don't remember who it was. And he said, Rebbe, you should just know. But I listened to your shmuzin in yeshiva. And what you told me, I can't say I listened to. I could be honest with you, my Shabbos is not the Shabbos the way you used to. My Lashon Hara is not the Lashon Hara. Devarim Asurim, Rachman and Itzlan, I'm not what you'd like me to be. But one thing you did manage to do is I don't enjoy doing it. You took away my geshmak of doing the mitzvah, and that I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life. You took away the geshmak of me doing that avera. I'm going to hate you for that for the rest of my life. Which means that was an amazing accomplishment. Rachman and Itzlan, this person's going to get punished for every little iota of hate. But the fact he doesn't enjoy doing it as much because he has a conscience that's completely pressing against every time he's doing it is going to minimize his oynesh. And that is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course there's chesor reynos in Yerushalayim. Of course there's chesor reynos ben odna chaveroi. Of course there's certain standards of morality. But dipping below that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it does come to oynesh, there's a difference between a person does an avera enjoying it and a person who does a mitzvah enjoying it. It's a very, very big difference. Hanuch Lembowitz points out that if you ask this person, this is a very, very powerful point. If you ask this ganav, are you really upset about doing the sheep on your shoulder right now? Ask him, interview him. Take the camera. maybe put a hood on his face, it should be recognized, right? Take your microphone and say, Rev Ganav, tell me. Yep. Yeah, maybe change his voice. You know, put one of these mufflers. Tell me, sir, are you happy with the success of you carrying this sheep? Absolutely, fantastic, great. I wasn't caught. Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy. So how can a Kodesh Baruch Hu say, I'm taking off one of the amounts of the sheep because you are embarrassed and you are upset? I'm delighted. The teretz is that a person does not understand themselves as well as a Kodesh Baruch Hu understands them. A person often believes that this I am enjoying. I'm enjoying doing this. And I'm enjoying doing this avera to such an extent that I want to do it again later. It's not because he's enjoying doing the mitzvah, the Torah tells him. You're upset that you're doing this avera. It bothers you. You have a conscience. You're embarrassed. You're upset doing avera. You do that avera again. It's because you think that if I do that, because you think that avera gives me pleasure. And therefore, let's do that avera again. This guy has steal something. And there's a little feeling of discomfort in there. There's upset in there. There's embarrassment in there. How could I do it? So what? How am I going to make myself feel better? Let's do it again. Let's steal again because that gave me pleasure. But it's not going to give him pleasure. It's like an addict. Yeah, addict takes a shot of heroin. Right? And he feels good. And then he has the withdrawal symptoms. So what gives him pleasure? The heroin. It's not. It's not. The heroin is a what is the biggest enemy of his. The Yetzirah tries to trick a person and says, no, you're looking for something. Go watch a film. No, that'll give you pleasure. And afterwards, go watch another film. That's not the idea. The idea behind that is a person is upset with himself and therefore they think that what's going to give them pleasure is something which is absolutely not giving them pleasure. It's like drinking salty water when you're thirsty. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this mitzvah, I'm just telling you, Ganuv, you think you're happy? I promise you're not happy. You're covering up some mixed feelings inside there. You're not able to identify what you really feel. And I'm telling you, you're upset. And if I'm going to take off one of the avodas and concentrate on that for everything in life, what really gives us pleasure is ma'asim tovim. Really gives us pleasure is chesed, is Torah, is mitzvahs, is tefillah. Everything else does not bring us satisfaction. And that is what the Pasuk is telling us over here. In order to revive our Yiras Shamayim, one of the ideas we should conjure up within ourselves is, this is not bringing me happiness. I just want to finish off with a very beautiful remez of the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, beautiful piece of the Al-Sheikh, if you still have a couple of minutes to say the Quran as well. Al-Sheikh says that this, he says that this psukim over here, this pasuk carries on, but this pasuk in particular is the pasuk that is giving us a remez to Mechiras Yosef. So what happened to Mechiras Yosef? Yosef was very, very good to some of his brothers. To some of his brothers, he treated them like sheep. You care for them, you bring them to good pastures. Some of them you treat like sheep. Yeah? Some of his brothers, he antagonized. Yeah? The pasuk says he went to Debosim Ra'al Avihem, went to the father and told him bad things, and told him all about the dreams. So some brothers, he was like a shoyer. Like the pasuk says, Yosef Bechor Shoyer, he was like a shoyer, he was like an ox. He galled them, he antagonized them. And to some of them, he was like a sheep. For who Ochiv Betzoin? For who, what's the pasuk say? He shepherded his brothers like sheep. Who are they? So there were two groups of brothers. There were some brothers who were Bnei Shvachis. He was very nice too. He treated them like sheep. And there were some brothers who treated them like a shoyer, like an ox, antagonized them. Later on, we would imagine, when it came to Mechiras Yosef, the brothers who he treated so well would act differently to the brothers he treated not as well. And what happened in the end? They both were willing to sell him in the same way, one with the other. Right? Chazal bring down, it's brought down in a Medrash and Abdi Derech Kabbalah, that the Asara Haruge Malchus, were a kapara for the Mechiras Yosef. One is Keneged Rabbein Shem, Kaviyochel, and Keneged Yosef. So this is what the Pasuk says over here. The Pasuk says, Ki yignoiv ish shoyer oseh. Yeah, if a person, Ki yignoiv ish, when a man got stolen, who is that stolen? Who is Yosef? He got stolen from his father. Shoyer oseh. Whether it was a shoyer oseh, who is he stolen by? To people who he treated as a shoyer, or people he treated as a seh? Right? What did the first want to do? The first wanted to kill him. And then they said, okay, you know what? Might as well sell him. Shechting him, killing him, turned out to selling him. What happens then? Chamisha boko yishalim tachas ashoir. Five harugim malchus are kapara for the five of the shvatim of Bnei Leah. And the four soin and the four rugamalchus after is for the four of the Bnei Shvachis of Bnei Zilpah and Bilan Zilpah, who are Tachas Aseh, the way he treated the Seh. Which means, I'm sorry?
The tenth?
10th Kaviyachus Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a very different discussion. Yeah? And then he carries on, Machtez Yim Seyaganov, look over there at Al-Sheikh. We see from here that the sensitivity that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes out generations later sometimes, that when a person is treated well by society or by an individual, one expects him to act differently. A person who abuses society, generations later, sorry, gmachos happen generations later. The Gra says, the posuk in Keheles, someone just told me, it says, Ish achas mitzosi, mini elef mitzosi, from 1,000 I found one man, and for the isha achas le mitzosi, I never found one woman to be a tzedekes, right? Which is a very difficult thing to sound. From 1,000 men I found a righteous man, and never found any righteous women. So he said that is referring to eile mitzosi. Eile mitzosi means, it's referring to the cheta egel. But ish achas me eile mitzosi, from these. What's eile lekecha Yisrael? This is a lekecha Yisrael. In other words, from the men, there were the men who were involved in echas me elef. Achas me elef means one in 1,000. One in a thousand men were involved in the cheta egel. Correct? So echas mitzosi, ve isha achas me eile mitzosi. One woman was not involved in cheta egel. No women were involved in cheta egel. So he says, if one woman was involved in, if 1,000 out of every one man, every 1,000 men, one man was involved, therefore out of 600,000 men, there were 600 men involved, correct?
Mm-hmm. So why were 3,000 killed?
So why were 3,000 killed? 3,000, it's five times, it's shoyrose. That this is, when it ki yigunev ish shoyrose, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took five times amount, the maximum amount of punishment, mm-hmm. Tachas, the kapara, what happened to that?
And
that's an eagle. That's an eagle. That's a shoyroseh, right? That's an eagle. So therefore, ein shom begro. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, we see from one little mitzvah, it looks like one posuk in the Torah, we see the effects of a chet, that a person can completely disregard society, gets different to a person who regards society. The source of a chet is a lack of Yerushalayim. The expectations of an individual is even a ganav has the same expectations we have from him of the basic levels of Yerushalayim as he has from the Tamidim of Yerushalayim and Zakkai. We see that a difference between a person who enjoys doing an Avera and a person who doesn't, difference between a person who enjoys doing a mitzvah and a person who doesn't. We see from over here as well that there are certain elements where a person believes they're enjoying something they're not enjoying, and if you're not enjoying it, change, become a person, and we see the effects of a chet can last for generations, and the effects of a mitzvah certainly is much, much more.
Shukriya.